My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So we get actual NFL football tomorrow with the Hall of Fame game. However, the starters for the Bears aren't playing. Doesn't look like C.J. Stroud is playing. We're wondering, well, what do you want to see from Jaden Daniels come preseason? There are only 3 preseason games now. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067, if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines.
Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. Just happy that football's getting back. You know what I mean? It's a great time of year. And thanks for having me on. So really quick, I think what I don't want to see is him only play a quarter, and 2 out of the 3 drives he has is like 2 incompletions, run up the middle, and then we're punting. Like, I think really what I want to see is if he has 1 or 2 really good drives where he's driving like 80 yards, the offense looks like it knows what it's doing, and, you know, he has total control. I think that's going to be something I'd like to see as a fan. And I don't want to see him running. I think that's going to put him in danger. I think we're going to see 1 or 2 of those because he's going to be excited. He's going to want to make a play. But ultimately, I'd rather him not run out of the pocket and show off his legs yet because, I mean, these games don't mean anything. Last quick thing, I really think the preseason, when Sean McVay started, like, sitting all the starters back when he first became the head coach of the Rams, is when everybody started looking at the preseason a little bit differently. It's not like back in 2012, Russell Wilson was, like, beating out Matt Flynn for a starting quarterback position. You know, I mean, you don't really see that too often now of people actually beating other quarterbacks or anybody out unless they're, like, kind of no-name players trying to battle for a roster spot or something, but thank you so much for
it's a good point about McVay. I do remember, like, I don't know exactly when it turned. I think Valdez brings up a good point about, you know, these joint practices, but it's definitely different than when we started radio.
Yeah, but I mean,
preseason was a lot more meaningful.
30 years ago.
Of course, I get it.
Things are going to evolve and things are going to be different 30 years later.
I think it's somewhat unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great. But that's just the current state of the NFL in 2024. This is what you have because they're trying to reduce injuries in the preseason. They're reducing the number of preseason games from 4 to 3. You're just seeing more sheltering and protecting of the players into the regular season.
Can you imagine if they go to 18 regular season games, which is coming?
Right.
Then you're down to 2 preseason games. Are you going to see starters less, even less?
Probably.
Than you do now?
Because you want to save them for those 18 games.
Save them for those 18 games, yeah. All right, let's go to...
And they don't have preseason in college football, but a lot of teams definitely set up games with
you got spring.
Right, you had lesser opponents.
Powder puffs.
Right.
You got spring, and you've got inter-squad scrimmages, and then, when camp starts. Camp's probably started for most colleges. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jim. See what
Jim,
he wants
what's up? You're on with the Jux. Good morning.
Hey, I love your show. I've been driving with you for 20 years on the way to work.
Thank you so
really
much.
Brightens my day.
Appreciate that.
The way I look at this is kind of like a two-prong approach. It's like the decision, and then there's the kind of the tiering from the head coach. The decision is really, do you want to try to win that first game of the season against Tampa? And I think the teams that are dominant in the divisions, they want to win. The teams that are up and coming, they want to win. We're in a kind of in a stage right now where we're trying to get to 7 wins and 10 losses next year. So we're in a different situation. And kind of the tiering process is the coaching staffs and general managers who look at their quarterback and say, okay, Aaron Rodgers doesn't need any time unless there's all new receivers. So if you've got a great quarterback, you're trying to be competitive, you have all 3 new receivers, you definitely need to have that quarterback in there. For Jaden Daniels, I really wish he'd get as many reps as possible. I personally never bought into the thing about the injury. I really am disappointed for the growth of a player when you see them start that first game and there's no timing and they're missing things and you end up losing 17-10. I don't think that's good for his career, so I'd like to see him get a really good number of reps so that he can be competitive as we start the first 4 games of the year.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jim.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, it's not doing the Commanders any favors at 3 of the first 4 on the road to start with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, that's
under center.
That's going to be tough. That's going to be a first month. That's going to be tough for him. It is.
Can they somehow get out of that 2-2?
And then think about after that first month, 3-4. Then you're coming back, and at home you're playing 2 of the best defenses mm-hmm. in the league, in Cleveland and Baltimore.
Yep.
So that's a first. That first 6 is a tough stretch for a quarterback that's never faced NFL competition.
I'm just praying we don't have an Anthony Richardson situation.
Where he gets dinged up like 4 or 5
Anthony
games
Richardson
in.
Was looking pretty good when he was on the field for the Colts last season, but then they had to deal with Gardner Minshew, so it's kind of delayed gratification.
Mm-hmm.
That would suck.
Well, I mean,
that's
running
the
quarterback.
Worst case scenario, and it definitely can happen. Oh. I mean, you expect them to miss games.
If we have to watch 12 or 13 games of Marcus Mariota,
Drab would love it.
I mean, Drab would love it. He'd be the only guy in the DMV that would be looking forward to
those games.
I don't even
think Drab would like it.
Well, let's hear.
I don't even think you would like it.
Don't be crazy, Jason.
I don't think you would like it.
That's his dog.
From a commander.
I know you love him, but from a commander standpoint, you'd want to see Daniels and how good or bad he is.
Yeah, of course. And it's good for the radio station when the Commanders do well. And they probably would not do well if Mariota was QB. But hey, look, they were supposed to be terrible. The Falcons were supposed to be terrible when he was starting, and they weren't terrible. They're slightly below 500. Everyone thought they were going to be the worst team in the league. Something about game management that you
Some
guys sleep on.
Some of his numbers were terrible, though. Like, his accuracy numbers, those were terrible.
You sleep on game managers.
I do kind of sleep on game managers. I like, you know what I like? Studs. Stud quarterbacks. Top 10 quarterbacks.
Oh,
sorry.
Like a Heisman Trophy winner?
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah, Mariota is one of them, Rick.
Okay. You
it just
you're
hasn't
the
translated
Mariota mark on the planet, and you would admit he's become a journeyman backup.
His career is not what I wanted it to be.
Right, he's fallen way short good. Of expectations.
Happy's in town. There's great mentor.
A lot of Jags have won Heisman trophies that turn into the Mustaroonies in the NFL.
Let's hope Jaden Daniels is.
Let's hope that's not the case for Jaden. Need him to be a stud. Want him to be a stud. Fulfill the promise.
I saw something on Twitter yesterday, and it was, I don't have the numbers right in front of me now, but it was about Dave Gettleman and how bad he was drafting. That right now, the Giants, out of like his last 37 draft choices, only 7 of them remain.
Right. All right. I'm going to steal EB's back padding machine. I was the first to tell you Dave Gettleman was a clown. I was the tip of the spear that guy was a joke running an NFL front office. Thank you. I'll take all the kudos that are coming.
What do you think
way.
About his successor? Been featured on
Joe
Hard
Shane.
Knocks.
Shane?
Jury's still out.
I mean, he was forced to overpay Daniel Jones, and now it's coming back to it's coming back to bite him.
Yeah,
wasn't able.
It's
to
not
gonna
work out
Saquon.
For him. It's not going to work out for him.
I mean, he could have kept Saquon. He just chose not to.
Right.
Yeah.
And if,
but you know what? Even if they kept Saquon and they signed him to a 2-year deal,
yeah,
I mean, he would have put up numbers, mm-hmm. but they still would have had a bad season because of the quarterback situation.
You would think.
Now, Neighbors, you know, they get a better receiver, young guy, so another deep threat, but Jones still has to get him the ball.
I did see a training camp low light for Daniel Jones where Neighbors beat the secondary,
yeah.
and Jones, of course,
underthrew him.
He threw like a Taylor Heineke ball that yeah. Taylor would always throw to Terry McLaurin,
right.
where he's beaten his defender by two or three steps, and then he has to wait as the ball is hanging on the in the air to get to him. So now,
was this last night on last
night?
No,
this
is
a couple days ago in Giants camp. I mean, I know some people are into Daniel Jones. I'm not one of those people.
I agree.
Not my guy.
Maybe he'll surprise us.
I would be surprised if Daniel Jones has a really good season.
Now, their
Joe Shane needs it to happen to keep his job.
Their offensive line had really struggled over the last couple of years, so yeah. maybe they improve that and the guys can step up, give them more mm-hmm. time, but I would expect them to struggle.
Yeah.
And especially since Saquon's gone.
Is Heineke going to make the Falcons?
Hold on. It's Kirk, and Penix was drafted high in top 10.
Right.
Maybe he'll be the third string grasper. I don't know. He's probably battling.
Depends on whether they keep a third quarterback.
But yeah. you know what? Like, hopefully he stays there. But in my opinion, Heineke has shown enough that he can be a career backup.
Sure.
For the next 5 or 7 years.
But he signed a pretty good deal with the Falcons, if I recall.
He signed a decent deal to leave here and go play for Atlanta.
Wasn't that did he sign a 2-year deal?
I'd look it up on SpotTrac, but yeah. I don't remember it off the top of my head. He got decent money for a backup. Not bad. All right, let's go back to the phones, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Let's go to Chris in Gainesville. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Junk Salutations.
Hello.
Hey, just I wanted to say that since they've reeled back the preseason, you always hear, oh, the defense is always ahead of the offense. And I feel like you hear it more and more the more that the preseason gets reeled back. And I understand that they're using more of the practices. But, I mean, why are we doing it? It's awesome. Why would you want to do that? Wouldn't you want them all reeled up and ready to go at opening day?
I would think so. I remember last year in particular, Jason saying the first couple of games were sloppy in the NFL, like the first couple of weeks.
I mean, for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you want to be one of the teams that wasn't sloppy?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Right. I mean, everybody bets the unders in the first few weeks of the season.
Yeah, I think you see a lot of
supper cakes. He likes overs.
I just remember watching a lot of games this past year in the first, and this wasn't just this past year. It's been the last few years, but especially with younger quarterbacks. Yeah, it's very sloppy. A lot of turnovers. Now some teams look great, you know, with veteran QBs who've been established. But some of these teams look really bad, and you can tell that they weren't getting a lot of action in the preseason games.
Coming up next, your chance to win a $50 gift card to Wendy's or tickets to the HF Festival. We'll play Junker D here on a game show Wednesday, brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. You can call in now at 800-636-1067.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.